USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's symptoms are improving as he's taking an antiviral medication called Paxlovid, designed to fight COVID. Biden completing his first day of the drug and will continue taking it for 5 days. The president's doctor saying he had a slight fever Thursday night, but took Tylenol to fight that. Biden said to be still dealing with a runny nose, fatigue, and an occasional cough. About 160 million Americans will be feeling the sweltering heat and humidity by Sunday. Forecasters saying afternoon highs will feel like 100 degrees or hotter, even in places where the mercury doesn't reach triple digits. Forecasters say conditions will be particularly miserable up and down the eastern seaboard this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The head of the TSA said on Thursday that under 1,000 illegal immigrants have been allowed to board planes using warrants as identification this calendar year. As he faced a grilling on the matter from Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, who also spoke to Fox News.
It is utter and total contempt that this administration is showing for the law-abiding citizens of the United States. What they're telling us is wait in the longest lines ever, be treated to all kinds of random inspections and invasive procedures, and have your stuff confiscated. But if you're an illegal alien and you have committed a crime, oh, and you have an arrest warrant, come right to the front of the line.
The U.S. Park Service has installed fencing around the Washington Monument in an attempt to control the number of food trucks around it. The move comes after a number of food trucks were parking bumper to bumper around the monument, creating safety issues and an obstructed view of the attraction. This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Twitter is partly blaming Elon Musk for missing expectations in its latest quarterly earnings report. It said revenue didn't meet expectations due to uncertainty related to the pending acquisition of Twitter by an affiliate of Elon Musk. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to label Russia a state sponsor of terrorism. In the Senate, a resolution has been introduced calling on Secretary of State Antony Blinken to designate Russia as such.
Congressman and Republican New York Governor candidate Lee Zeldin was attacked Thursday at an event outside of Rochester, New York, by a man with a keychain self-defense weapon. As predicted by Unhurt Zeldin, the man was released on cashless bail hours after the felony charge. Friday, Representative Zeldin was back at it, talking up soft-on-crime's cashless bail.
Now, the argument in favor of cashless bail is that you don't want somebody to stay locked up behind bars only because they can't afford a very small amount of bail. That's the argument that gets made by activists. I would offer you that if you are a Mexican cartel drug smuggler with $1.2 million worth of crystal meth, and you don't set aside enough money, that's on you. You're a bad businessman. You're a bad drug dealer.
Lance Pride reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.